Booyah. This is Siren Radio 107.3.
You're listening to Siren Radio. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends. Tonight we pay tribute once again to Take That. Listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we head back to the end of May 2017, where we pay tribute to one of my favourite groups of all time, Take That. And tonight we continue our journey into their discography with a part two special. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 07797 800 716. Grab a pen because it's coming again. 07797 800 716, or tweet us at SirenFM. We kicked things off with one of their most iconic covers of all time, and we continue with a fantastic collaboration.
This is Siren Radio 107.3.
Yes, I'm going to take you back to 1993 now with Take That, Lulu, Relight My Fire. Stay tuned to Legends on Siren Radio.
Help me escape this feeling. I'll fit
Light My Fire, Take That, and Lulu's 1993 rendition. Dan Hartman originally recorded this song, which was a disco favourite in Northern England clubs in the late 1970s. Take That's manager, Nigel Martin-Smith, thought it would be an ideal song for his group to update. Hartman's original version featured a female vocal by Lolita Holloway. Another one for the people out there who like to play Kai Bingo of getting names wrong. Lolita Holloway, I'm pretty sure that's correct. RCA Records wanted a similar black disco diva to sing on Take That's version, but Martin Smith had always loved Scottish singer Lulu and contacted her to sing on the song. Lulu's first UK hit was a cover of the Isley Brothers' Shout in May 1964, and her wait for 29 years, 148 days for a UK chart topper broke the record for the longest ever. Gary Barlow revealed in the BBC documentary When Corden Met Barlow that he had some regrets about recording this song. He admitted going behind the backs of his Take That bandmates to record the co-lead vocal when Robbie Williams' singing wasn't quite up to scratch. He revealed that he went in and I got a call from the producer late in the night saying, "We've had him in all night and it's just not working." And so the next day I thought, "I'm just going to do it." In defence of everyone else, I should have just said to everyone, I should have just said, "I'm going in to do the vocal today." There's a few things in that time which, believe me, still come up. I just went in a way that upset people. The track was a massive success and peaked at number one on the UK singles chart, solidifying the fact that the Manchester group were here to stay. And we continue on now with Babe. Yes, we heard this one on last week's show, but we're going to listen to it again. I'm going to talk more about it right after this. Take That and Babe.
I'm here again.
I tell you I'm here again,
babe. and looked away, I saw a face behind you. A little boy stood at your door. And when I looked again, I saw his face was shining. He had my eyes,
my eyes.
He had my smile.
Album Everything Changes was their third consecutive number one single and would become certified platinum. But alas, if you were listening to the show last week, you'd have heard the tale as old as time that Take That were held off of the Christmas number one that year by a certain pink spotty fellow called Mr. Blobby. Blobby, 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 blobby.
The new Siren Radio.
107.3.
Changes but you.
music video for Everything Changes was liberally based on Kylie Minogue's video for her single Give Me Just a Little More Time, shot in the same location 24 months earlier. Shows the band in a jazz cafe performing the song with people in the cafe joining them. And the music video uses a 7-inch mix. The only difference between the 7-inch mix and the album version is that there is a spoken part by Robbie Williams in the beginning of the album version that goes, "Girl, come over here, let me hold you for a little while, and remember, I'll always love you." The spoken part is removed in the 7-inch mix, and it also appears on the Greatest Hits album. Their fourth single in a row to go to number one and certified platinum, the Northern Lads were well on their way to becoming bona fide pop legends. Remember that if you're listening in tonight, you can text in on 07797 800 716, or get to us on Twitter at Siren FM. There's also studio at sirenonline.co.uk for the email if you want to go the old-fashioned route, or just come down to Siren Towers and knock on the window.
Siren Radio. From the University of Lincoln to the world.
You light the skies up above me. A star so bright, you blind me. Don't close your eyes, don't fade away, don't fade away. Oh, yeah, you and me, we could ride on a star. If you stay with me, girl, we could rule the world. Yeah, you and me, we could light up the sky. If you stay by my side,
in October 2007, Rule the World achieved the third highest one-week sale of the year. However, as the highest selling single of the year at that stage, Leona Lewis's Bleeding Love was released the same week, Rule the World was prevented from entering the UK chart at number one. It's featured in the film Stardust during the closing credits, and the film's director, Matthew Vaughn, asked Take That if they'd be interested in writing a song for the film. Barlow recalls to the Daily Mail in 2007, "We live near each other in London, so I said, come along to our place at six and I'll give you an answer." I feel like I should do an impression. "Come along to our place..." No, I'm not doing... "Gary Barlow, come along to our place at six and I'll give you our answer." No, I'm staying off it. Matthew came over at six and in that time we composed and written a song. We played it for him and now it's to be in the film. Aren't you all just jealous at how easy that sounds? I wish I was that talented, as I'm sure all of you do too. This was the biggest selling single of 2007 in the UK, not to reach number one on the singles chart. That's amazing. Incredible. You're listening to Siren Radio 107.3 FM.
Follow Siren on Twitter at Siren FM.
There's a place we used to be. There's a face that I used to see. There's a picture with you by my side. There's a moment that I want to fight. I don't know where to start or how to begin, but I know I love you still. If you ever turn away, if you ever change your mind, if the road ahead becomes too hard to climb, if there's something in your heart that tells you to stop, oh, to hold you close tonight, I'd wait for light. There's a voice shouting inside my head. There's a space on your side of the bed, and there's a hope every time there's a sound. There's a silence that's playing too loud. Yeah, I don't know.
tells you to stop, all to hold you close, yeah, all to hold you close. Tonight I'd wait.
Take that 2007 album, Beautiful World. In fact, it's the one track tonight that I didn't know before the start of planning this episode at all that well. It was recommended to me by a friend and I thought, wow, I've learnt about a new song. There may be people out there who haven't heard it just like me, so I'll pass it on to you too. 1 week after the official release, the single charted at 109 on the UK singles chart, but jumped to number 17 after the single's official release. It slipped out of the top 40 in the second week. This was the period of Take That as a foursome, as Robbie was yet to return, and this particular song has Gary taking lead vocals, backed up by Howard, Jason and Mark. If you're tuned in and thinking, I've missed out a few Take That classics this evening, there is a good reason, and that's because tonight is part two of a follow-up episode to a show that I did in May 2017, or around that time anyway. And you can find that episode online by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. Just go to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, search for Siren Legends, Legends on Siren Radio, something like that. We'll pop up on most social platforms. But we go from Take That, and we say that that was a time when Robbie wasn't a part of the band, but late 2009, 2010, 2011, those couple of years, he'd be returning home.
Lincoln and Proud.
Becomes a twosome, Gary Barlow and Robbie Williams, Shame.
Well, there's three versions of this story, mine and yours and then the truth. Now we can put it down to circumstance, our childhood then our youth. Out of some sentimental gain, I wanted you to feel my pain, but it came back, returned to sender. I read your mind and tried to call, my tears could fill the outlet hall. Is this the sound of sweet surrender? What a shame we never listened. I told you through the television, got busy throwing everybody underneath the bus. Oh, and with your poster 30 foot high at the back of Toys R Us. I wrote a letter in my mind, but the words were so unkind about a man I can't remember. I don't recall the reasons why, I must have met them at the time. Is what a shame we never listened. I told you through the television, and all that went away was the price we paid. People spend a lifetime this way.
Oh, what a shame. 40-foot high at the back of Toys R Us. Now we could put it down to circumstance our childhood. Then are you? What a shame we never listened. I told you through the television, and all that went away was the price we paid. People spend a lifetime this way, and that's how they stay. People spend a lifetime this way. Oh, what a shame, what a shame.
Written track is the first single from Robbie Williams' 39-song Greatest Hits set, In and Out of Consciousness, The Greatest Hits 1990 to 2010. The song was co-written with Gary Barlow and is a duet between the two superstars. It is the first song the pair worked on together since Williams left Take That in 1995. The song deals with the estrangement that occurred between Williams and Barlow after Williams left Take That to pursue a solo career, and it premiered on the Chris Moyles Radio 1 show in 2010. Both of the two lead vocalists joined the DJ for the song's first spin, and Williams said he'd reunited with his former bandmate after an invitation to get together in LA. He said, "I was very nervous because there was four of them. I came so close to not going because I had toothache the night before and I'd just taken a painkiller." He explained, "I was quite large as well, and I thought, I can't go mumbling looking like Elvis. I'd said some nasty things about Gaz. What do I do if I go in and he's harbouring anything? So the missus pushed me through the door. It was very exciting, very liberating." He added that he had a proper discussion with Barlow the very next night. He said, "I spent the last 15 years thinking what I was going to say. We had that big chat, and the most amazing thing happened at the end of it. We both said sorry to each other, and we both meant it." He said, "That's all we needed. It just lifted so much off my shoulders, and I didn't know was still there. It was the start of a very magical 18 months we've had since then, writing songs together, getting to know each other. It's nice to be able to be grown-ups and hear each other and say sorry, because not many people can do that." Williams and Barlow performed live together for the first time in 15 years on the 12th of September 2010, singing this song at a televised charity concert in London to raise money for British soldiers. And it was the first time ever that Williams and Barlow have shared lead vocals equally on a song. Because in the lead vocals for the 1990s Take That tracks, they were handled by each member in turn. So whilst Robbie sang lead on Could It Be Magic, Everything Changes, and I Found Heaven, Gary performed on his own for Back for Good, Pray and Sure. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Siren. Now it's time for one of my all-time favourite Take That songs from the revitalised Take That. It's The Flood.
Standing on the edge of forever, at the start of whatever, shouting love at the world. The defense.
first take that single since August 95's Never Forget to feature the five original band members all singing together on a record. Progress was the first album to shift 500,000 copies in its first week of sale in the UK this century. Coldplay previously held the post-2000 record with a sale of 464,000 for X and Y in June 2005. Take That acknowledged this epic song on the band's track-by-track analysis to be possibly the best from Progress. "It's an epic-sounding song," said Robbie. "It needed epic words and a big melody." Robbie added that he firmly believes the song to be about the quintet. "It's like all the outside forces trying to break through the dam, and we are the dam."
Siren Radio.
And we go from one that was written by the whole band to one that is followed up with another member of Take That. It's not Gary, it's not Robbie. Let's hear it.
"You bring me right back down to the earth from the promised land. We're getting close to the center of the earth with an honest plan. You'll never be your mother or your father, do you understand? Until you understand.
Vocals of Gary Barlow, but I was incorrect slightly. It's a shared lead vocal of Barlow and Mark Owen. But personally, I've always loved the Take That songs that aren't actually led by like Williams or Barlow. I think that Mark and Jason Orange and Howard always get really sort of pushed into the background sometimes. I love it when they step forward. This is Legends on Siren Radio. Love Love was recorded for the end credits of the X-Men First Class movie. The foot-stomping pop anthem features the cryptic lyricism that appeared plentiful on Progress. You'll Never... this was the second song Take That recorded for a major Hollywood movie following their Rule the World hit from Stardust. British director Matthew Vaughan directed both of the films. The song is one of eight new tunes on Progressed, a repackaged version of their chart-topping LP, Progress. Gary Barlow told the story of how the song was written on his website. He said, "The first day we arrived in LA, we went to see a screening of X-Men, and the director was Matthew Vaughan, the same guy that we did Stardust with. We left the screening extremely excited about doing a song for this film. It was amazing. We knew we had to blow them away, as we knew other people were writing for this movie." And blow them away they did. They said, "We used our demo vocals as it was so vibey and distorted. I love it. Do you love it too? Let us know on Twitter at Siren FM."
The new Siren Radio.
107.3.
Now here's the one I was thinking of when I was talking about before. This is a Take That song that many people may not know, but personally I love it. I had the Progress Live CD, and this was always like track 14. I would go to it, I would listen to it. It's led by Williams and Mark Owen. No, Jason Orange, sorry. This is SOS. For getting Mark Owen and Jason Orange mixed up so many times on tonight's episode, but SOS, led by Owen and Robbie Williams, the disco-influenced rocker, features them singing in a sharp falsetto above booming drums and punky guitars. It's apocalyptic lyrics were inspired by Robbie Williams' interest in conspiracy theories. The song ends with a 1961 speech about press freedom by John F. Kennedy, and the Take That debuted the song live for the first time during their performance at the 2010 Royal Variety performance on December 9th 2010, but the show wasn't transmitted on television until the 16th. SOS is Morse code signal used by shipping and the like in distress to summon immediate aid, hence any urgent appeal for help. This distress signal was first adopted by the German government in radio regulations effective in 1905, but the phrase SOS has frequently been adopted as a metaphor in songs describing love in distress. Apart from Take That Song, other tunes using the signal in its title include hits by ABBA, Jonas Brothers, Jordan Sparks and Rihanna. We're coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute once again to Take That for Legends on Siren Radio. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, facebook.com/Siren Legends. Thank you for joining me for Legends on Siren Radio this evening as we once again paid tribute to Take That. I leave you tonight with another beautiful track from their 2011 extended album, Progressed, When We Were Young. Stay tuned to Siren Radio. God bless. Good night.
When we were young, the world seemed so old, careless and cold. We did what we were told in our lives. When we were young, had the world by the tail, good would prevail, starships would sail, and none of us would fail in this life. Not when you're young. We were drawn to whoever could keep us together and bound by the heavens above. And we tried.